Welcome everybody to what is the first episode of
Mama Made a Podcast. Mama Made a Podcast. Mama Made a Podcast.
And today we're gonna be talking about
relationships, the good, the bad, and anything else you want.
That's crazy. Not gonna lie, relationships are wild, man.
Relationships are something else. I mean, I don't know how people do it. I don't know how you do it.
No, that's that's a totally different story. But like, there's a lot of concepts of a relationship. Like, for example, man, like now these guys, like in high school and stuff, they want to date somebody, but they want to date just because of dating, bro. And that thing's like, why you want to date and waste your time with somebody? Instead, just focus on yourself and like, you know, do something for you, and then you can like start focusing on a relationship, because why I want a relationship is like to grow with that person, you know?
Exactly. You just want to grow old with them.
I want to grow old. I want to share all my dreams with her. I don't want to just mess around with her and just be there.
Exactly. Yeah, no one dates to marry, like you said.
Yeah, that's
and they only date for looks too. Like, no one cares about personality anymore.
That is crazy. Yeah, but that's I think that's like the first impression though. We were talking.
Exactly. Yeah. I feel like everyone has a subconscious feeling about the first look you have on someone. Like, the first time you see someone, you're automatically judging them. There's automatically a judgment in your head where, like, you know, maybe they're not the most beautiful. Maybe they're a little ugly and you don't want to talk to them, and that might steer you away.
Yeah, and not only in ugliness and in beautiness, also like in his intelligence. Like, for example, like before we were coming into the podcast room, this guy like was here like doing all the setup and stuff. And when I saw him, I could like really tell he knew what he was doing.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Even because of how he looked and stuff. So what you say is pretty real. Like, we judge based on looks. And like the first look we judge is crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. But yeah, so tell me, bro, have you been in a relationship?
Talking about good and the bad relationships, I don't know if I've ever had a good one, if you would call it, except like my first one when I was like 15 years old. I had a month-long relationship and she ended it because we went to different schools.
Oh,
but I mean, it was going good, but after that she started crying to me and was like, it was all sad. I'm like, what are you talking about? You broke up with me. It was just all just a confusing time.
First relationships are the worst ones, bro. I like the hardest one. I like the ones that hurt the most, bro. Would you say you were her first love too?
No, I was not her first boyfriend.
Oh, really?
Actually, yeah.
But why'd she cry for you then? What was she saying?
I don't know. I guess she liked me a lot, but she broke it off with me because we went to different schools. Yeah, right. It would have been too difficult for her.
I mean, Salty Duck is pretty handsome. I'm not going to lie, everybody.
Thank you. Right back at my co-host right here.
Yes, sir. Yeah, but like, wow, so she broke up with you, bro? How'd she break up with you? By Ted's?
No, it was actually at youth group at church.
Oh, no.
Because that's how we met. We went to the same youth group. And she was like, she brings me into the hallway and she's like, look, we go to different schools. And I'm sorry, but like, it's basically just like, we've got to break up. I was like, all right. Okay.
We were like, right,
No, I wasn't crying, but I was like sad. I was like,
yeah, bro. No, like the first love is always hard, bro. Like, I remember my first love, like still, bro. I'm not saying like I still have feelings for her or anything, but like, I can't remember like vividly because it was like the first time I really cried for a girl.
Mm.
It was like way back to like what we call it, first grade. It was like ninth grade, freshman.
Okay.
Freshman.
I was gonna say, if you said first grade, that doesn't count.
No, bro. I was a player when I was a kid. Not gonna lie.
Okay.
Yeah, but like freshman year, bro. Like, I met this girl and I was like a chubby boy. Like, I was like really chubby and really fat.
Whoa.
So it was like I love eating and stuff, but I was pretty funny at the same time. Okay.
Yeah, like
so,
Jonah Hill.
Kinda, yeah, like Jonah Hill but brown. So I was like talking to this girl. Her name was Daniela.
Okay.
And stuff. And we were talking. I used to go to parties and I used to check on her, see her in all the parties, dance with her and stuff. And like, she started catching feelings for me. Okay.
Okay.
Like, I started catching feelings for her either. Well, yeah, I had feelings for her like even way before like we started talking, but like it was crazy. But I never committed to her. It was like, I don't know if I want to be your boyfriend for real. It's like, I mean, I want to, but, like, I'm scared, you know?
It's scary to commit, for real.
It's really scary to yeah. And that's tough, like.
Because you got to trust she's going to commit, too.
That's what I'm saying, bro. And, like, I don't really know if you want to commit. So I, like, was just, like, hanging around with her and talking with her. And she, like, it was, like, we were talking for, like, what? Like, a year and a half. Wow. And then, like, she just ghosted me, bro.
Oh.
Like, it was, like, I don't know if it was, I think it was junior year.
Ooh.
Junior year, she was, like, just ghosted me from everywhere, bro. She just stopped talking to me. And when I asked her why, she didn't have an answer or anything.
Oh, that's terrible. No closure or anything.
No, and when I asked her friends, like, yo, you know what? She's, like, ghosting me. She don't want to talk to me and stuff. And, like, they say, we don't really know. She just don't want to talk to you. And then they, like, break contact with her. And I started, like, feeling super bad because I was, like, with the idea that, oh, my God, if I would have committed, like, the story would have been different and stuff. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. But, yeah.
Oh, you think maybe she broke it off because you weren't committed?
Yeah, I think so. Okay. I really think that. Because all my friends say that till today. They're like, you should have committed, bro. Now she's dating another guy. She's dating one of he wasn't my friend in high school. But, bro, I'm not going to lie, he's kind of ugly, bro.
Bro, they always are. The second one after you is always just a little.
No, later, bro. That's
not even a little.
That's a downgrade, bro. That's like a really downgrade. But, yeah, I don't have any feelings for her or anything. I still follow her on Instagram or everything.
Of course.
We're not friends. We don't talk. But, like, yeah, I'm in a happy relationship right now, actually. Like, I got my fiance with me. So
yes, sir.
Like, I'm just happy. Like, yeah, that was my first love, bro. Daniela. It's terrible, right? Okay. Yeah, no, bro. I was bad. But yeah.
I don't even know if I've ever had, like, a first love. Like, yeah, she was my first girlfriend, but I don't know if I've ever fully loved someone. There's one in my mind that's, like, the front runner, but we're more best friends than anything.
The front runner. So
like, I mean, yeah, the front I know what runner. You're talking about. Yeah, it's like. That's, in my mind, who I love the most, you know?
I know,
like,
but
she's great.
But you said it in a crazy way. You were like, the front runner. That's what I'm saying. Like, dang, we're like really talking business right here.
This is a full-on business meeting right now.
So tell me about her. Tell me about her.
She's really cool. She's got a boyfriend, though. So,
oh,
like,
no.
There's nothing I can do except be supportive, be cool, because, like, yeah, I'm her best friend, but, like, it's her dad. I wouldn't have these feelings if her dad, every time I saw him, didn't come up to me and be like, when are you going to save her from this guy?
Oh,
like,
my
bro.
God. His dad really tells you that?
He loves me. Her dad loves me. I don't know why. But
so this is happening right now. So
this,
like,
was, like, last month that he told
my God. But is it still happening, though? You still see his dad or no?
I mean, I haven't seen him in a minute, but maybe. Like,
you still talk to her?
Yeah, I still talk to her all the time.
You say you're best friends and stuff.
Yeah.
That's crazy, bro. We're going to talk about it later, though.
Okay.
Keep talking about me. Keep updating me. What happened?
I mean, it's just she's still with her boy. Her boyfriend got, like, in trouble with the police. And so that's why her dad, like, hates him now.
What he did, you know?
Yeah, I know. He.
I mean, you don't got to go into details if you don't want, but.
I don't know if I can say intoxicated.
Oh, yeah, you say that. Yeah, it's
fine. I mean, he was intoxicated and broke into a house because he thought it was his.
Oh, my God. He thought it was his.
He thought it was his. Yeah. Oh. And so that's when her dad came up to me and was like, you got to save her from this guy.
And dang. So his dad, like, doesn't like him at all?
I guess not. Yeah, I thought they were getting along, but
that's
he was
crazy.
Like, this dude's an idiot.
But that's really important, though, like, having, like, a good relationship with the dad of the girl you like, because, like, mm-hmm. I think, like, that's, like, the most important opinion.
If the parents love you, then that'll bring the girl to you.
You'll right,
like, my
right,
parents
right.
like this guy.
Yeah, and do your parents know her? Or, like,
oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
They like him too. They like her
yeah.
too. That's crazy.
Yeah,
I think you should save her, bro. Like he said.
I mean, I know. I'm just, like, so scared to be like, what if it, like, ruins it?
Nah, just, like, I'm just, like, call her or something and send her a text, like, yo, you want to come over and watch a movie or something like that? And she said, no, I got a boyfriend. Then you're dumb. But I don't think she's gonna say that. And again, like, cause you say you're best friends, right?
Yeah.
So, like, maybe she accepts, bro. What if she does?
No,
like,
there's always There's always that, like, underlying feeling whenever we're together. I don't know what it is,
but, like,
there's something there.
Like, you want to make a move.
Yes.
And she wants to make a move too.
Yes. I feel like she would need to be like pushed.
Bro, the eyes. The eyes.
Exactly.
Never lie, bro. The eyes. Yes. Never lie. Like, yes. Tony Montana say, bro. Yes. Eyes never lie, bro. So you can see her in the eyes. She's like, okay. I want to kiss you, salty dog. Kiss me.
Salty dog, take me.
Bro, go for it, bro. Bro, next time you got to go for it, bro. For real.
Okay.
I'll go
I
for bet. It. Bro.
I will take that advice.
All right, now that we're talking about best friends and boyfriends and girlfriends relationships, bro, the best friends are, oh my God, bro. My girl can have boyfriend. My girl can have best friends, bro.
Oh, you're okay, okay, okay. That's a good topic.
I don't like that.
That is pretty sketchy when that happens. But it's like, how are you, like, because I'm going to have a couple girlfriends probably, but yeah, it is very two-way. It's like, I'm probably not going to trust you to have guy friends.
Yeah. Like, for example, like, with my girl, like, she don't have any, like, boyfriend or anything, mm-hmm. like, at all. Like, when she started dating me, obviously she knows a couple of guys mm-hmm. and all the stuff, but they're, like, deep, like, boyfriends, you know? Like,
yeah.
They talk about it, all the stuff and everything. But that, I think that's mainly because she knows that I don't really like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I also, like, reciprocate that. Like, I don't have girlfriends or anything. Yeah. I don't really talk to any girl, just her and my boys. That's it. But she obviously has her girlfriends and all the mm-hmm. stuff and everything, but I don't really like that, bro, because, I don't know, like, the boyfriend, I always want to be with the girl of the other guy, bro. I don't know. I always feel like that. Like, I don't think a girl and a boy can be, like, best friends.
You don't think so?
I don't really
everyone keeps talking about that. I think you can. I'm friends with girls, and there's no feelings of wanting to be with them or anything. It's just straight friendship. But, like, if talking about girlfriends and guy friends, for me, it's like, if you're very clearly just friends, I'm okay with that. But if it's like, if there's even like a hint of liking each other, then I'm gonna have to cut that off.
Okay, but like, how do you know, like, you know, you say like, if you're just really friends, how do you define that? Like, if you're just really friends, because for me, like, a friend is someone I can talk about anything and everything.
That's
you
true.
Know, like,
that's
I can true. Go really deep with that person, and when somebody knows you really deep, that person starts liking you. That's like what I think. That's why I'm like, my fiance now, my girlfriend, she's my best friend, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, she knows everything about me and anything, like, and I don't really feel like I gotta tell that to anybody else, just her.
Yeah, that's the argument, is the boyfriend should be the guy best friend.
Yeah,
she doesn't need anyone else.
Yeah,
and same with the guy and the girl, like, the girlfriend right. should be the girl best friend.
Yeah, so I don't really think, like, there should be, like,
yeah,
another guy or another women in that relationship, like,
yeah,
oh, she's my best friend now. He's my best friend now. I don't really believe in that. And I'm gonna
too
lie.
Sketchy.
It is too sketchy, bro. And with your example too, bro, you just show me that it's true, bro. You gotta make a move. You gotta save her, bro.
Yeah, I gotta save her. I do. I might.
So everybody that is listening to this podcast, Mr. Jordan, probably. So next time you see Salty Dog, you gotta tell him save that girl. Save that woman. All right, what we got next, bro?
Do you go for personality or looks? When you were going for people, was it more personality
or looks?
That's a tough question. Man, tough question.
Really tough question. So, like, you know, I've always been a lover boy, okay? But, like, once they break my heart, it's like I just throw everything away and I'm like, go for looks because I just want to have fun. But when I really want to have, like, a relationship, or when I used to, like, you know, when I used to look for people and stuff, it was like, yeah, I want to meet you first. I didn't even make any kiss on the first date or anything. I don't even try to touch him for, like, months. I focus completely on the intimacy. That's what I want to do when, like, that's what I do when, or what I did, what I used to do when I, like, was looking for people.
That's what I try to do too. Like, I don't really care about, like, all that extra stuff. Just, like, click. Like, I want to get to know you first before anything.
Right.
Intimacy. I'm much more of a talker than a doer.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah, no, but yeah, like, I believe, like, intimacy is, like, the most important thing.
Of course.
In a relationship. Like, you need to know that person. You need to know all the things about that person.
It's just basic human need to have that person that will grow old with you to love.
Yeah.
To nourish, you know, it's just.
Yeah, it's
right now, at this age, I don't know how necessary it is to have a relationship. You're a special case. You found that one And I'm very happy for that. But, like, I don't know. I feel like most people, they just see relationships as just time-consuming. Something that'll end eventually. I feel like that's why more people are just in hookup culture now instead of relationships. It's even the girls are not trusting that the guys will want to stay committed. Everyone's just not trusting anyone about staying committed.
That's why intimacy and communication is really important, and make like your points clear at the first start of the relationship. Like, say, hey, I'm not dating you just because I want to date you and I just want to hook up with you. I'm dating you because I really want to marry you.
Exactly.
I really want to know you, you know? So that's it for me, yeah.
Exactly. And there's all these things about Tinder and whatever the other hookup apps are. I mean, it's just crazy.
You've heard about Jubo before?
No, what is that?
It's like an app, like where you can. It's like a yellow app. I don't really know. But it's like you can go in and people do lives. Okay, and I used to go into that app a lot, like when it was like 2021, 2020, and I used to be there, and there were a lot of girls. But you can put like pictures and stuff, and like. And you just, like, show yourself off and, like, you join the lives and people check your pictures and they invite you to join. And, like, you start talking with them, with the girls. And the girls are like, oh, yeah, oh, so you want to, so maybe you got your IG and stuff. And you can send me your number and blah, blah, blah. And you send them because you say, oh, she's interested in me and blah, blah, blah. So I was, like, talking, like, in 2021, like, probably, like, 50 different women because I was in Jewel, bro. That's crazy.
That's crazy. I've still refused to get any sort of online dating app. I just feel like it's not what we're meant to do. We're supposed to find our person in person, like not over the phone.
Yeah, but I this is gonna sound bad, but I cannot do it because I was bored. And it was
I get that too, and I definitely have that pull of wanting to get one because I'm like bored and stuff. But it's like I refuse. I will not get one.
That's really a wrong concept though, because you don't want a relationship because I'm bored. Want to like have somebody, you know? You want a relationship because you actually, like we talked about before, you want to grow with that person. You want to learn. You want to be all with that person, you know?
Exactly. So, you want to make a home together.
Right. You want to have a future with that person. You know, I'm bored.
Sorry, I'm bored. I'm out.
So yeah, that app, bro, that app is really interesting, actually, because like there's like a lot of lies going on, and I'm from Peru. So, like, when I was here, like, I used to do live stream here and join the Peruvian ones, bro, and all the girls were, like, over me, bro. Like, literally, it's like, what? What in the world? And my followers in Instagram went up, like, for, like, 500, 600, wow. Bro. Yeah, that's crazy.
Okay. Kind of famous. Big celebrity down in Peru.
Yeah. We can say that.
We can say that.
But, yeah, and I don't really believe, though, like, in that, like, as you say, like, Tinder or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like,
it's also like they could be faking how they look.
I mean, catfishing.
Straight catfish.
Catfishing is.
She turns out to be a dude.
Bro, I got a story of this guy, bro. I don't know if this is going to be okay to tell, but this guy was like talking with somebody in the Snapchat, but he didn't realize it was a catfish. It was like a fake person, a fake girl's profile and all this stuff. And the girl started sending pics and stuff. He sent some pics back.
Oh,
bro.
No.
Oh, my God. He was so scared, bro, because like the bot, like, they screenshot that thing and, like, save it. And they started making edits of that picture. And, like, they were saying, if you don't send me a certain amount of money, I'm going to send this to all your family, all your members, all your school and stuff.
No way, bro.
And I know a guy, because this happened to a couple of friends of mine that I had in the past. And one of them actually paid, bro. He paid like $800, I believe, just because I'm showing off his pictures. But once you send them money, they ask for more, bro.
Yeah. That's crazy. Yeah, scammers. Scammers gonna scam.
For real, bro.
Another reason I would never online date is because of this one story I read. It was about this guy. He said he met this girl at a bar, and they dated for a couple months, and then he took her out to get coffee and broke up with her just to do the decent thing. And after that, he started getting random phone calls and then a bunch of emails. So he changed his number and he changed his email, and after that he started going online to various forums, games, etc., like Skype and stuff. On one, he found a girl, and she sent him a picture of herself and was just like, hi, I'm this person. And he starts talking to her. They're together. They start Skype chatting. They're together for a couple months. And then once he wants to meet her in person, she breaks it off with him. So he's like, well, okay. And so, not learning his lesson at all, he went on a different forum, found a different girl, got to know her too, and the same thing happened. A couple months in, she's like, no, we can't meet, and breaks it up with him.
Oh, no, wait, what do you mean different forum? Like different platform or same?
I think it's still on Skype.
Actually. Oh, it wasn't on Skype?
Everything, I think it's all on Skype.
That's crazy.
And so he got a third girl, and same thing. She was super cool, in his words, and they dated on Skype. She broke up with him right when he wanted to meet her in person. Anyways, he gets back to his hometown, and he sees the original girl, the original psycho girl that he was dating.
Oh, no.
And she comes up to him and says every single girl that he had been talking to and dating on Skype had been her. She had made hundreds of accounts in hopes that he would talk to one of them. And
you're my love, honey.
Exactly. Exactly like that. That's probably exactly how she sounded. I mean, just that story itself is so crazy. Imagine thinking you're talking to three different girls in the span of a year, and they end up being the same person who was the original that you broke up with.
And it ended up being me. Like, what? Who are you trying to run from?
We got her in the studio?
Oh, like, yeah,
Salty
Dog. Oh, my God.
Why are you so crazy? Why do you have to make so many accounts?
Because I love you.
No, 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 no. Please go away. I'm going to have to get a restraining order.
No,
Salty
Dog, please. No.
We're not doing this now. Yeah, moral of the story.
But, yeah, that's
don't
crazy.
Don't date online.
Don't date online.
Don't date online.
That's pointless. That's really pointless. Like, as you say, like, there's crazy people out there who are just looking for, like, a relationship so bad, and they don't want to go out of their home, and they make 100 accounts and talk to them.
Yeah.
It's just one guy because they're so obsessed with that guy that they don't even, that she didn't even, oh, wait, they made ones, right? Did they meet once?
The girl made, like, hundreds.
No, but did they meet at the end, like, once? Like, the initial girl met with the guy?
She saw him after all the stuff happened, but he never met up with any of the Skype girls because they would always break up with him when he would ask to meet up in person.
Oh, no, but they met, like, they two met, like, in real life?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, no, that's how it all started. They met.
Oh, yeah, they went to a...
They were at a bar together.
Yeah. Dang, that is crazy. No, so she got really obsessed, man.
Yeah. That's another reason people don't date. I mean, there's crazy people out there.
Oh, yeah, it is really crazy people there. And that is where I want to go now. Like, how do you deal with that? Like, how do you deal with a breakup?
You really just, like, of course there's going to be a grieving process. You're going to be sad. That happens to everyone.
For sure.
But you'll get over it. I mean, it's like a simple thing to say, but it's like, it's true.
You get over
time. And it, also just like talking to other girls and like meeting other ones and just forgetting about the one who broke your heart will really help.
Yeah,
that's helped me.
I mean, forgiving is really powerful, man.
Forgiving too, yes. Forgiving, you have to forgive.
But yeah, I will tell you, like, my temple, like my history with breakups, like, I had a couple breakups that I didn't really want to, like, get out of the relationship in because I really was attached with those people. And the first one, she was, like, I was like, on a trip, like, out of here, out of town and stuff. And I was in Peru, actually. And she was here. And it was before prom. It was my senior year of high school, okay? And I even got the suit and all the stuff,
yeah,
the fancy things.
Full trip.
She got that dress like a week before and everything. We were talking, everything was so good and all. But I had to go home for like a couple of weeks just because I needed to see a family member over there. So I wasn't here for a couple of weeks. And we were still talking by FaceTime and everything. But like I could feel like how the relationship started like degrading because I wasn't there for her. And she was doing good apparently and everything, but I received a call, like a FaceTime call and a text from her saying like, hey, can we talk? This is 1 week before prom, bro. 1 week before prom.
No.
I even got the tickets and everything. So she just called me. I was in bed and I was like, yeah, what's up? And she was like, hey, I think like, everything is moving so fast, and I don't think we should keep dating. I think we can be friends. No, she didn't say we can't be friends, but she was like, but can we can be friends though. And I was like,
yeah, okay.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, and I was super dry with my response at first because I was like, dang. I was like, no, I don't know what to say. I just say, okay. And I just hang up. But then, like, hours later, heat, bro. Mm-hmm. That heat. That was, like, super sad and everything because I was like, oh, my God, I really wanted to marry this girl. I really wanted to have something with her and everything. And she just dumped me like that. Like, what going on? She didn't even tell me the reason for it. And I was, like, super sad. My homies were in there in Peru with me. They were like, yo, you're going to get over this. We started doing things outside mm-hmm. and everything. But yeah, I never really knew why till I came here. So I came here back to Panama City and I was like to school and I had my first period with her. I had my first art mm-hmm. class with her and everything. And she was in there. I didn't talk to her though. I was like, I don't really want to talk to you. I mean, no. Yeah, I didn't really want to talk to her the first day. But the second day I went there and I was like super convinced I needed to talk with her. I knew what was going on. And some of my friends that I used to sit with came up to me and she was like, hey, Alejandro, I think I need to tell you something. And I was like, okay. It's about this girl. We're going to put it, we're going to put Mary. This is a fake name, okay? Mm-hmm. I got to tell you something about Mary. And I was like, what happened with me? And she sat me like in a corner of the classroom and she was like, the real reason why she broke up with you is because she cheated on you while you were in Peru.
Of course she did.
She went to a party and she kissed her ex.
Yep. And that's how it always is.
What? I was destroyed, bro. Because it's not the fact that she cheated on me. I mean, it is partly, of course, but it's the fact that she wasn't able to tell me the truth, you know?
Yeah.
I trusted you so much, like, for a long time.
Yeah, at least, like, tell me what's going on.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Like, you could have easily told me what happened. You literally had the audacity just to call me and say, hey, I just don't want to be anymore with you. I don't think.
Yeah, because I'll get over it faster if you tell me straight up instead of letting me think about what I did wrong and then telling me.
Right, and I was, like, super destroyed. Like, my parents even asked me, what's going on? I was like, what is going on with you? I was, like, super down. Didn't mm-hmm. want to go out of home. I was starting going to the gym and everything again. But, yeah, that was my first main breakup I had. With this girl that we call Mary. But yeah, that's what I'm saying. But like then I started to realize like how to deal with breakups, Alejandro, because you can't deal with breakups and say, oh, it's going to be the end of the war. Because if you have a breakup, it's because that person wasn't made for you.
Exactly.
Wasn't made for you.
You're just going to find someone better.
Right. And you got to like get over it eventually. Of course, you're going to be sad, as you say, but like you got to know that person wasn't made for you and that everything that happened was for a reason.
You know? Yeah. Everything. You just got to put yourself in the mindset of, I came out on top. Yeah. It's her loss.
Right, right. Yeah, it's her loss. It's whatever. But yeah, like, of course it's hard, but it's mainly how bad you want it to because you got to detach yourself. Mm-hmm. And one thing that I did is was like Contact Zero, bro. Contact Zero is really like super, it works a lot. Like when you stop talking and you get all communication with that person, it's just like it doesn't seem
because you're not reminded of them at all,
right? And people don't do that. Like I see a lot of friends of mine or a lot of girls like break up with their boyfriends.
I can't block them. It's too mean. You know?
Yeah, it's what? Like what are you talking about? How is that mean?
Hit the button.
Yeah,
that's all you gotta do.
Right? Like what? He's got to cut off everything. If you don't cut everything, as you say, he's going to remind you that he's there. Like, he's going to, when you're down, you're mm-hmm. really sad, you're going to test him and you're going to fall again for the same mm-hmm. trap. And, you know, once a cheater is always a cheater.
Exactly.
Once a traitor is always a traitor. Once they lie to you, they're always going to lie to you.
That's another reason why I've never really had a long-lasting relationship more than a month is because I get cheated on.
Really?
Yes.
By that first girlfriend?
No, not her. She was actually the only, like, decently good one. I have a terrible habit of getting just like these mean and toxic girls.
Oh, no.
I know, bro. I don't know what it is.
What happened though?
It's just like I don't know. It's always in like the talking stage, so I guess you wouldn't really count it as cheating, but it's like I mean, we've been talking and like we're pretty much dating. I just haven't asked the question.
It's still cheating, like, bro.
So, and it's kind of the same thing that happened to you. I was in my grandma's place, but I was only there for a weekend.
And 3 days, bro. Whoa.
Yeah. Yeah. And she got with someone else, and I was like, all right.
Wait,
goodbye.
She got in person with somebody else? Or she was like, that's in somebody else?
And she, there was a party.
Oh, yeah. A party too.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Party.
Oh, my God. The parties are always, like, the main factor. Right?
I know. It like, always is. If you're not at a party with your girl, it's so stressful.
That's what I'm saying. Like, why would you go to a party without your partner?
Yeah.
Like, there's no point. Like, exactly. Why you want to have fun without your partner? You're supposed to be with him, her, everywhere you go. Like, I don't mean, like, everywhere you go, but, like, you're supposed to have your best times with that person, mm-hmm. you know? Like, you don't...
Share the memories together.
Right, yeah. right. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, I wouldn't go to a party without my girl, for example. Mm.
Yeah. I've got a question for you.
Yeah.
What's the nicest thing you've done for your girl, and what's the lousiest thing that she forgave you for?
Yeah, the lousiest thing, I cannot say that.
Oh, okay.
The nicest thing I've ever done. Man, I don't really do like a lot of like wow things to her, you know. She really, I mean, I do.
She not like that. Like,
I mean, she really loves like that, man. She loves it. And yeah. Then every time I try, but I don't think I do like wow things. She says, "Yeah, Ali, this was amazing. It was the best gift ever." But I'm like, I can do better. You know?
Yeah.
But she really loves it. Like, I really love that too, because she like don't really look for me for the gifts or for what I like for all the things I have or anything, but she looks for me because of who I am and how I make you feel. Like, it's just, I'm grateful for that, because I don't really, like, have to try, as she say. I mean, I try, obviously, but she say, no, you don't really have to try anything. You just be you, and I'm happy with that. And that's what I love about her.
That's great.
That is amazing.
She's all you need, bro. She's the perfect package.
Real, she's all I need, bro. But probably the nicest thing I ever give her is probably the engagement ring. I'm gonna lie.
Okay.
That thing was expensive, bro.
quick 20K.
Yeah.
I don't know. You don't have to say.
Yeah, and the lousest thing. Well, I failed her, not in a way like cheating on her or anything like that, but I have failed her like probably on some things that I say that I shouldn't have done, and I have, you know?
Yeah.
And like when I have done that, we have talked about it, obviously, and I have cried. I can literally assure you that she's the only girl that I have cried to like 100,000 times.
Wow. Yeah. Like, communication is key.
That's
if
what
there's
I'm
no
saying.
Communication, it's bound to yeah. doom.
And you know, there are some girls that you cry in front of, and they're like, "Ew, get out yeah. away from me!" But we heard
you gave me the ick.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
You yeah. get the ick from tying your shoe. Like, that is not real.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, communication, intimacy is really important, and I really appreciate that too from her, because she loves me for who I am, and she always reminds me that my emotions are valid, bro. Everything mm-hmm. that I feel is super valid.
Oh, that's great.
That I communicate, bro. And that's super great, because that allows me to be myself in every situation, even in my bads and in my highs, you mm-hmm. know? And when I have failed her, like in some things that I shouldn't have done, and I have, she has forgiven me, bro. And she has shown me that there's, like, unconditional love from her part. Because to be honest, the things I have, I mean, I have done like a couple things that she probably don't like, and we talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
And to be honest, I wouldn't have forgiven even myself for that. And I was like super sad, super like sorry about that. But she was like, "Hey, don't worry about it. Like, love has no record of wrongs." That's what she says.
That's awesome.
That's
great, bro.
That's like, wow. You like unconditional love for real. And I was like, thank you. Like, I don't know how to like make this up, but I don't know. I take it because I really love you, and I don't really want to like cry in front of everybody else. I don't really want to like share these moments with nobody else but you. So yeah.
All anyone could hope for is that. I just hope one day find something even close to that.
You will, bro. You will. Trust me. But yeah, man. Like, I'm sure you will find somebody. Like, there's always one person for
real. I believe in that. I believe there's one person for everyone.
Yeah,
I really do.
There is. Like, there is one person.
Your soulmate's out there somewhere.
Right.
You just gotta find them. If that's what it is, if you break up with someone, you just haven't found your soulmate yet.
Right. You haven't found the right person.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, man, relationships, as we talk, are like, they can be seen really complex, but like when you find the real person, the person like your soulmate, as you say, it is easy, man.
It's magic.
It's just magic, man. You know what's magic too, man?
What?
Well, it's not really magic, bro. It kind of pissed me out sometimes.
Oh,
like,
yeah?
College, right?
Oh, man. College. Bro. What a topic.
Bro, college life, man. What? Like, I just was in high school like a couple years ago, bro. What am I doing here?
For real.
That is crazy. Well, we'll be talking about college in the next episode of
Mama Made a Podcast. Mama Made a Podcast.
Mama Made a Podcast. This was very fun, and I hope y'all enjoyed it. And there, if you want to listen to us talk about our college experience, tune in next week.
Yeah, we're just two dudes, Salty Doug and Digital Lau over here with normal lives. And yeah.
Just two kids finding their way.
Find their way to get a name from Mr. Jordan.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Mr. Jordan. Yes, put us a name.
Thank you, Mr. Jordan.
All right, guys. That's what we call a rap. And now, yes, next up, next week, we have...
College Life.
College Life. I hope you all enjoy this episode in...
Mama Made a Podcast. Mama Made a Podcast. Mama Made a Podcast. Have a great day, everybody.
Have a good night, guys.